The man in charge of the federal response to the oil spill gave a status report yesterday on the ship drilling a relief well that will hopefully end the massive Gulf spill. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen said the ship, called the Development Driller II, has now bored 9,000 feet below the seafloor. He also said it should be able to tap into the ruptured well in 3 to 4 weeks, by mid-July. But as NPR's Richard Harris reports, none of these statements appears to be true.
National Incident Commander Thad Allen comes across great on TV, poised, polished, authoritative in his Coast Guard uniform. But ever since the federal government told BP it was no longer welcome at the official news conferences, the admiral has had to stand on his own answering technical questions about BP's operations. This carries the symbolism that the government is in charge, but as a result, facts often end up garbled. Yesterday's briefing was a painful example. It ended up being an exercise in correcting the errors in Allen's opening statement. The headline sounded pretty good. Allen said a ship called Development Driller II was proceeding apace in its efforts to drill a relief well.
And they are 9,000 feet below the seafloor right now, starting to close in on the wellbore itself. We anticipate over the next 3 to 4 weeks they will close in and be able to tap into the well itself.
Tapping into the well itself in 3 to 4 weeks, that would be a month sooner than the government has been saying. When reporter Jim Poulsen asked him to clarify, Allen backpedaled. First, he offered a tangled description of how the drill is going to approach the damaged well nearly horizontally and then turn and go straight down.
So they're going to be very close to the well in the next couple of weeks. The last 1,000 feet and then drilling through the casing are what becomes very, very tricky and has to be done very, very carefully and precisely.
So the close to the well is this month. Actually intercepting it is still August.
Correct.
Or maybe sooner, he added. No promises. The timing of this maneuver wasn't the only point of confusion. Allen gave the wrong name of the ship that's drilling the first relief well. That's understandable, since the ships working on the relief wells are called Development Driller II and Development Driller III. But when asked to clarify which ship was which, he repeated his error. Finally, it seems someone whispered in his ear to set him straight.
The first driller on scene was Development Driller 3. Now is at a depth of 9,967 feet. Development Driller 2, the second driller on scene, is now at a depth of 4,560 feet below the subsurface. And I apologize for confusing you and me.
You may have noticed that buried in that correction, Allen actually made another correction. Contrary to what he said at the beginning, the main relief well wasn't 9,000 feet into the rock, it was almost 10,000 feet into the rock. And elsewhere in the news conference, he said a ship that recently started collecting oil is connected to the blowout preventer's kill line, when in fact he later said it's tapped into the very similar choke line, just like it says in the BP plans. And Kristen Hayes from Reuters asked for another clarification.
You said earlier that the BP's increase of capacity would be up to 60 to 80,000 barrels a day by the end of July. I thought BP's plan said they plan to have that by mid-July. Is there a delay that we don't know about?
No, quite frankly, I didn't have the chart in front of me, but it is July and it's mid-July. I probably misspoke there.
Today's news conference was better, and it may seem harsh to pick on the likable Coast Guard admiral. But Paul Argenti, an expert in crisis management at Dartmouth's Tuck School of Business, says the National Incident Commander's frequent technical flubs do real damage to the administration's credibility. Argenti says on the plus side, Admiral Allen has strong leadership qualities, and it is a good idea during a crisis to have a single spokesman.
But the perfect person for this job would be someone who has the technical expertise, not an admiral who obviously doesn't know what he's talking about in this situation. It's actually a really poor choice from my perspective.
Because in the inevitable fog of a crisis, Admiral Allen is often contributing to the confusion rather than helping to sort it all out. Richard Harris, NPR News.